Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Okay, let's get to this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction class. They've announced their final inductees.
What? Okay. Should we start with the good? Because people say I'm too negative, right?
Sure.
Let's start with the good. And the only good I can find in all of this is it's like an A++++ good, and then everything else is an F minus. Like Daniel Simpson Day has no grade point average, all courses incomplete. Warren Zevon is finally on the list.
Yeah.
He's been dead 20 years.
Okay.
And finally made the list. Apparently Billy Joel, because for years and years and years, there have been many, many people who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame who have said, what in the hell are you guys doing? How has this guy never even been nominated? I mean, he was, you know, had such a big influence on so many of these people. I know Jackson Brown was a big one. And finally, I guess Billy Joel really stepped up and wrote the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and said, dude, what is the deal with Warren Zevon never even being nominated? And now he is.
This is his year.
Now, let's talk about the other zeros that he's nominated with, because it is still the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is it time we need to change the name of it?
It is still the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Let's read some of the other people that are listed. Missy Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look. Whether you think that Missy Elliott is super talented or not, that's beside the point.
Not rock and roll.
She's not rock and roll.
Okay.
Sheryl Crow.
Yeah.
Also not rock and roll.
I don't know. I think you consider Sheryl Crow maybe light rock.
A Tribe Called Quest, Casey. Literally the description on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website. A Tribe Called Quest forever shifted the hip hop landscape.
Well, you do have some rockers on here. Iron Maiden.
Okay.
The White Stripes.
There we go.
Okay, so we got into this.
Soundgarden.
No,
there we go.
Let's go back to the White Stripes for a second, because I told Kevin the average person would not know.
Yeah.
They may know that song, but they would not know it's White Stripes. And
the White Stripes had a few good hits.
But that song is the modern day Gary Glitter Hey song.
Yeah.
It plays at sporting events, which is fine.
I think it is the song from the White Stripes. But one song
played at sporting events. Yeah, they kind of had to stop the Gary Glitter song, didn't they?
Yeah.
When people found out about his little personal misgivings.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the actual rock and roll people?
Well, Soundgarden, I would say that's
Soundgarden, good rock definitely music. Rockers.
Let me read you a list of people who
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah,
Rage.
Well deserved.
Yeah, this is like a Kevin Joy list over here.
He's all excited because his grunge band Soundgarden finally getting some knowledge.
But let me read you the list of people who have never even been considered for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay, so we've got Missy Elliott and. Mm-hmm. I consider myself a pretty well-versed person in music history. I've never even heard of A Tribe Called Quest,
really?
Casey.
You've never heard of them?
No! What was the great Tribe Called Quest hit, Kevin?
Kick It? Can I Kick It? I could probably play that as Bob
Joy
music
Division
today.
New Order.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Joy Division / New Order?
Oh, they're kind of the techno band.
They're kind of a what band?
Techno band.
A techno band.
Yeah.
Casey, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I didn't put them on the list.
Again, you know who has never even been considered for induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Foreigner.
Yeah.
Styx.
Mm.
I don't know, Casey, in the hierarchy of rock and roll and the people who have sold albums and had impact on people in rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting Foreigner and Styx slightly above A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
I think there's some gatekeeping going on with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Like, what does that mean?
They must have like personal beef with the Styx guys.
Well, and REO Speedwagon in Boston have also never,
really?
According to this, and this was October of this past year. REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, that's surprising in Boston too.
You know, my dad tells me this every time we go to Terre Haute. He saw REO Speedwagon in like 1972 at the Sears and Roebuck parking lot.
Nice.
I think that was even pre-Kevin Cronin. That's how long those guys have been around.
Yeah.
50 years, Casey.
What about Elmo Tanner?
Elmo Tanner is a whistler, mm-hmm. Kevin.
Yeah.
A very famous whistler back in the 30s and 40s.
That could be rock and roll.
It is not rock and roll. You know what is rock and roll? Boston. You know what is rock and roll? REO Speedwagon. You know what is? Foreigner. You know what is? Styx. You know what is? Warren Zevon!
Okay, so you've got Iron Maiden, Sheryl Crow, Willie Nelson, White Stripes, Missy Elliott, Joy Division and New Order, George Michael, The Spinners, Soundgarden, Warren Zevon, Kate Bush, A Tribe Called Quest, Rage Against the Machine, and rounding out the list, Cyndi Lauper. Now, I think I know the reason why this list is as interesting as it is.
Why is that?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is trying to diversify.
Oh.
There it is. They're being inclusive to all types of music.
Well, and we will give Cyndi Lauper a pass because Money Changes Everything is one of the 10 greatest songs ever written.
It was a rocker. And I think today, Kevin should highlight all of these bands with our bump
don't
music.
Do it, Kevin.
Do it, Kevin.
I will embrace that idea.
Do it.